This is how you are now. You've been putting a lot of interesting stuff in your head lately. It's not surprising that something got stuck. Your ears opening, your mind opening, keeping an open mind. But every muscle both contracts and relaxes. Every muscle goes through both states. And sometimes, something big makes its way into your head and gets stuck in there. When this happens, you have to just accept that it's going to be in there. I could try to get it out, but that would leave you with a stretched mind, a gaping mind. Oh, you don't want that? You'd rather have your mind ungaped, have it nice and sleek and aesthetically pleasing? Okay, I guess we'll have to get creative. Think laterally. Figure out a way so we don't have to get it out. Because the only way I see to get all that out of your head would be to pull right against the exit of your mind. Pull it out and maybe take other thoughts with it. If the patient wants me to do something I cannot do, I guess. Have you tried not wanting that? All those things you learned, stuck in your head, doing more and more to you. Why undo the hard work of absorbing these hypnotic instructions when you absorbed them so well? It would be better, more desirable, to just keep the information in your mind. Keep your craving. Retain a need, a rising need. The more I mention the programming, the more I call the conditioning to your mind, the stronger it grows. Sending calls up, and pleasure comes back down, mixed with programmed response. If you want to return your mind to just the state it was in before, you'd have to push all that delicious stuff out of your head. Push out thoughts of my voice. Push out what you do when you're deep. Push so much out. Out, bit by bit, inch by inch, parsing it out of sight, out of mind. What if you get just half of it out of your head? Half of a thought, half of an idea, half of a session. Then you lose your grip on it, and it slides back in, fucking your mind nice and slow. You try to push the sexy conditioning you just got, to push it right out of your head. But halfway through pushing it out, you think of something sexy, tempting. And then the thought slides right back in. That's what you have to be careful of. Attempts to dislodge thoughts like these, they often end in you fucking yourself with those thoughts. Pushing them out, letting them back in, out and in. Fucking yourself with your thoughts, because you only push them so far, then let them slide back into your slick, well-lubricated mind, back into the place where they belong. And as is so often the case, fucking your mind with thoughts of the conditioning you have just heard, just like fucking yourself with anything, will be enough to stretch it out, make it more lubricated, more pounded. Fucking your thoughts with the things you've absorbed, the things you've learned. fucking your thoughts, and when you're tender, soaked, ready to think about it, or try to avoid thinking about it, almost, but not quite getting the conditioning out of your head. Then it slams right back home, fills your mind more than ever before, penetrates deeper. Thoughts pressed out, but made too slick to control. Too slippery to get them out. So they slide hard back in, and you fall deeply back down. Deeply sinking. Listening intensely. Because every new piece of conditioning is another hypnotic sex toy. Another tool to push out of, then let slide back into your ready mind. Trying to force it out, it's only gonna slip right back in. Try to dispel it, push it away, but that's a waste of time in so many ways. And you want to spend your time well. Like by listening to me just a little more, just a little longer, just a little more deeply, the next time the words thrust their way in and make you slick and tranced, the way you should be, the way everything should be, slippery, well-fucked, shining, deep and captivating, just the way you are right now.